From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. John Edwards dropped out of the Democratic presidential nomination race weeks ago, and so far he's decided to stay out of the continuing nomination battle, but he has not dropped his commitment to one of his core campaign issues. Next week, John Edwards and his wife Elizabeth are launching a new campaign to tackle poverty. It's called Half in 10 because the goal is to cut poverty in half within the next 10 years. It's part call to action, part public awareness campaign, and there's a strong emphasis on coming up with policy changes that will help reduce the poverty rate through measures such as raising the minimum wage or expanding the earned income tax credit. John Edwards joins us now. Welcome back to the program.
Thank you, Michelle. It's wonderful to be back with you.
Now, when you were on the campaign trail, you talked quite a bit about ending poverty in 30 years. Now you're talking about cutting poverty in half within 10 years. That's quite an ambitious goal.
It is, but I think with the country as a whole focused on it and showing some unity and passion behind the cause, I think there's a great possibility of doing this, both cutting poverty in half in the next 10 years, and I stand by my commitment to end poverty, effectively end poverty in the next 30 years.
A lot of people have been hard at work on this for a lot of years. What makes you think that you can move the needle, that you can succeed where so many others have stalled?
Well, first of all, I don't want to put too much credit in my box. I mean, I think there are a lot of people who care deeply about this coalition that's supporting this cutting poverty in half in the next 10 years. Here's what I believe. I believe that back in the 60s, we began a war on poverty. We cut the poverty rate almost in half in America. We did some good things, and we made some mistakes. And we've learned from those mistakes. And I think what is required is a sustained leadership and a sustained effort by the American people to address it again with the lessons that we've learned, which really has not been done. And I think if we're willing to take these initial steps, raising the minimum wage, expansion of the earned income tax credit, the low-income child care, making sure that low-income families have access to quality child care. I mean, those are things that in themselves will have a significant impact and lift millions of people out of poverty.
The best prescription for poverty is a strong economy. And I'm wondering if this issue might be overshadowed by the current economic woes, if the worries and the concerns of working and middle-class Americans caught up in the subprime mortgage crisis might overshadow your emphasis on poverty.
Well, the key to this, I think, is to understand that these goals are not mutually exclusive. I mean, obviously, I've talked about this at great length, as have others. I think we've made big mistakes over the last 7-plus years. I think there's been too much focus on the growth of income and assets among the wealthiest Americans and the highest-earning Americans. And you just pointed it out. Middle-class families are struggling. I mean, they're having a terrible time. But their interests are very much lined up with the interests of low-income families. Because if we're addressing the needs of both, middle-class families, low-income families, both those things in combination help lift up the American economy.
You've decided not to make an endorsement in this continuing battle between Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton. Why not? It seems like you could use your support of a particular candidate to shed a bit of spotlight on this issue that's so important to you.
Well, I'd say a couple of things about that. Number one, I would not inflate the value of my supporting or endorsing any candidate. That's blown way, way out of proportion. I think the vast majority of voters make their own judgment about the candidates and decide who to vote for on that basis.
So that's you don't. You're saying endorsements don't count because you actually used to seek endorsements when you were running for president.
I don't think they make a huge difference. No, I don't. The second thing is, I have enormous respect for both of them. I think they bring different strengths to the presidential campaign and different strengths to potentially to the presidency. And probably the most important thing, and this, by the way, I just want to put the caveat in it, up until now I've not done anything. The reason, though, the primary reason, is because I think actually I'm in a stronger position to push these issues that I care the most about, having not taken a side in this battle that's been going on. That doesn't mean that I'll stay out of it forever. I think it doesn't mean that at all.
You know, this week, if you were to listen to some of the coverage or pick up some of the newspapers around the country, just in following the coverage, it sounds like the race is almost over. A number of people seem to be suggesting that Barack Obama is all but the nominee. Is that your view?
My view is that Senator Clinton has particularly in the last several weeks, made a very compelling case for her candidacy. I think it's very hard for her now to make a compelling case for the math. I mean, I think that's the reality of what she's faced with. She knows that. I mean, that's not news to Lord. She's known this the whole time. She's very smart and very sophisticated when it comes to these contests. So I think that's what's creating this sort of media feeding frenzy around, you know, what's Senator Clinton going to do? Is she going to get out, et cetera? I mean, it's just very hard to see how the math works.
Senator Edwards, thanks so much for coming by to talk to us.
Thanks for having me, Michelle.
That was John Edwards. In the next week, he's going to be launching a new campaign to fight poverty. It's called Half in 10.